Let's put the phones on hold right now as we're joined by Cameron Tucker from Modern Family. His real name is actor Eric Stone Street. Eric, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. It's truly a pleasure to have you on board this morning.
Oh, thanks, Joe. How's it going, man?
It's going just great. And before we get into Modern Family and your love of sports, let's talk about the great work that you do with saving animals and supporting, you know, your local animal shelter and some of the initiatives involved there. So talk to us a little bit about that great work. As a man who owns two dogs of his own, and I think they own me, I couldn't be more thrilled to talk about this morning.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. Yeah, I feel the same way. I grew up in Kansas and had animals my whole life. And, you know, I adopted my dog from a rescue about 12 years ago, Coleman. And, you know, animals have been a passion of mine for a long time. And once Modern Family happened, I knew people would ask me to lend my name and face to causes, and animals were important. And in this case, I teamed up with a great company, Mariel, who makes a product called NexGard. And they're offering right now people to commit to taking a 20-minute walk with their dog. Just go to 1millionstepsfordogs.com. Say you're going to take a walk with your dog. You're going to unite against the horrible thing that we call fleas and ticks. And they're going to donate up to $1 million worth of product to select animal shelters across the country. So you're really helping to donate a great flea and tick medicine to some homeless dogs or some dogs in flux, some dogs that don't know where they're going tomorrow or where they may be in a week or so. So it's a great opportunity for people to help dogs across the country.
And this is great on so many levels. Taking your dog for a walk is good for your dog. It's good for you. It's bonding,
yeah.
It's companionship, and dogs need to be kept active. You owe that to your dog. To get involved in a dog and bring a dog into your life and then just leave him in your house as you go and live your life, find time every day to take your dog for a walk.
Yeah, they love it, and you inevitably will end up loving it. It's a great time to get out and look at trees and rather than the walls of your house or your TV. So I encourage everybody to take that 20-minute walk, register off the website, and then you're going to help NexGard give $1 million worth of product away. They already give a ton of money away to shelters as it is to help needy dogs as it is right now, but this is just an extra benefit, an extra little amount of product they're going to throw in for dogs that need it.
Well, the product is great, and whichever one you choose. In this case, we're talking about NexGard, but for people that aren't old enough, before these great products came out that make it easy to keep your dog from suffering from fleas and ticks, and you go back to the days when I grew up with a dog where all you could do was put a Hart's 2-in-1 collar on them, hope for the best, and inevitably they got fleas, and you put them in a bath and gave them a flea dip, which worked great killing the fleas that were on them. And as soon as you took the dog out of the bathtub, all the fleas that were alive that weren't killed by the flea dip jumped back on him. To give your dog, to be that easy to keep your dog flea and tick free, you're doing your dog and yourself a disservice by not taking advantage of these great products.
Yeah, and this one happens to be a delicious, chewy, beef-flavored treat. So once a month process is pretty amazing technology, pretty amazing science, I guess. I should say that you can do that once a month. But
I couldn't agree more.
To go to the website and not only check it out for themselves and ask your veterinarian about it, but this is a great chance for NexGard to give that product to people and dogs that need it, these shelters and dogs.
Well said, Eric. And those are the dulcet tones of Eric Stone Street, Cameron Tucker from ABC's Modern Family, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I love the show. You know, and I didn't catch it initially as much in original run. I've fallen in love with it in syndication. And we got to see Fizzo the Clown. I didn't know that Fizbo the Clown was actually a part of your early life, and you brought him to Modern Family. And as I read your bio, a lot of the Cameron Tucker character borrows and takes some license from Eric Stone Street, the human being. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, in the beginning, you know, when I got the job, I always knew that if I got the opportunity to play Cam, that we would dig deep into some of my past, because you know what makes a character, you know, in my opinion, great are sometimes opposites, and we certainly didn't want to make Cameron a stereotypical what people's preconception of a gay man was. So you know, an ex-clown, an ex-football playing, drumming, gay man, you know, if I had a nickel, right, of every gay man I've ever met that used to play football and be a clown and play the drums and grew up on a farm with pigs and cows and stuff like that. So I knew that would be a great opportunity to sort of make the character more relatable and for people to, you know, to say, hey, yeah, I know somebody like that, or I know somebody who grew up like that. So that's where that came from. And but that's the case with all the characters. They borrow from all of us a little bit. And, you know, it makes it more fun for us to show up to work every day. And it's always better when you're talking about something you know as an actor. You know, it's there's truth and knowledge there. So that's a great attribute that I feel like our writers, you know, did for the show.
Yeah, the episode I saw last night was right after the NBA Finals. I jumped over the USA Network. It was when Fizbo the Clown, he jumped out of the car, and they're giving Mitchell a hard time. Some bully's giving Mitchell a hard time at the gas station, and you force the guy giving Mitchell a hard time to apologize, and you're in full clown gear. So I really got a kick out of that.
It really tickled my
funny bone.
That's one of my favorite episodes. That's one of my favorite scenes that we've ever gotten to do, and it's a little bit of Modern Family trivia for your listeners. That bully at the gas station happens to be one of my best friends. I've known him from since I was in Kansas in college, and he auditioned for the part and got the part. So every time that's on, it's two buddies from Kansas on TV together. So that's an added benefit for that scene for me.
Oh, that's great. And again, I think what you said was interesting about the and I guess there's something to be said for the writers and the producers and everybody involved in this show, and that's why it works so well. They allow each and every one of you to dig a little bit into yourself and bring those unique and engaging qualities of your own personalities to these characters so that they're real and have dimension as to being the two-dimensional stereotypical sitcom characters. Because if you look at most sitcoms, they're basically based off of I Love Lucy, and everybody's some version of Lucy and Ricky. There's a lot more dimension here to your characters.
Well, I think so. I think when the pilot of Modern Family came out, it felt like a show that had already been on the air. And it felt like after that pilot was viewed by people, there was an immediate thirst and hunger to see more episodes. That's what, you know, made the show a kind of a big hit right from the beginning, is that you did feel like you knew these people, and you knew someone like them. And I think, again, it's what the writers and the creators of the show did with building a foundation of the show. Is just there's so many places to go because it is a family comedy, and family stories are universal, and you can always find something that's relatable in every episode of our show to your specific life. It's always funny when we have these really broad, farcical moments on the show, but yet people will come up to me and say, oh my gosh, that exact thing happened to me. And it's just, that's what we do. We reflect things that sometimes people are too busy to notice that happen in their own lives until it's put up in front of them like a mirror.
Your love of hockey must be getting stoked right now as your Los Angeles Kings are back in the Stanley Cup Finals, 1-0 lead thus far in a great overtime matchup, and what looks like it's going to be a great series against the New York Rangers.
Yeah, boy, I was bummed. I was in New York here and I missed that. I missed that game. I had to travel here that day. I have tickets to the Kings, so my friends filled my seats for me, and I watched the game in my hotel room. And when we won in overtime, I started clapping and yelling, and I heard someone out in the hall say, "Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy." So I think I disrupted a New York Rangers fan here in New York by my cheering of with the Kings' victory. But I'll be back in L.A. on Saturday to see the game at Staples Center, and then I'm going to hop on a plane and come right back and see two games here at Madison Square Gardens, and hopefully it'll be a 5-game series. I'd like to win it in Los Angeles, but the Rangers are tough. They're fast, and you know, when you got Lundqvist in the goal, it's never going to be an easy game for sure. We got to play tough defense, and Quick's got to be as good as Quick is, and continue to be as good as he is, or Rangers are going to be a real problem.
Eric, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. This has truly been a pleasure. We got to talk about Modern Family, your love of hockey and your Los Angeles Kings. We didn't talk much about your Kansas State Wildcats, but most importantly, we spread a great message today. And if you want to get a final plug on that, in that regard, going out the door, we'd be happy to let you have that opportunity.
Yeah, it's 1millionstepsfordogs.com. Go to the website, register, and say I'm going to take a 20-minute walk. And NexGard, great flea and tick medicine, is going to donate. Mariel, the company that makes NexGard, is going to donate up to $1 million to select animal shelters across the country. And you're going to be helping out some dogs in need. And I appreciate you mentioning my Kansas State Wildcats. I can't come on to a sports show and not mention Kansas State.
Eric, this was truly a pleasure. You're welcome back at any time for any reason. This was an honor for me, and we had a great time talking to you.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Joe.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack, spreading a great message, talking sports, and talking about one of the great television shows on TV today.